Solihull after a 2-1 win for the Stars with coach Rob Wilkinson. A tough old weekend, and we've managed to top it off with a grind out of a win, really.
Yeah, really. If you're looking for a tough weekend, I think that's without doubt as tough as they come. And to play Solway twice and then to come to Solihull as well, probably one of the hardest teams in the league to travel to, because it's an intimidating building. They play well in this building, and they don't lose many games in this building either. So you're right, it was ugly. It was ugly, but then I think, like in any sport, I think the sign of a good team is when you can win ugly.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously we've gone toe to toe with Solway for two games. Took a lot out of the lads, and maybe that showed at first, just trying to get ourselves back into it after two bruiser games, and it did, I think, in the first period probably showed.
Without a doubt, it took us a long time to get going. I'm not sure, maybe potentially we could have been feeling sorry for ourselves a little bit at the start of the game after the heartbreak of last night. But I actually thought, bearing in mind how hard it's been, I actually thought we looked as if we were getting sort of stronger as the game went on. Do you know what I mean? And it's a credit to lads and the heart they showed just to like grind a win out on a Sunday night in Solihull after the weekend we've had.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. It did seem as we grew in the game. But in terms of kind of pace and skill, tonight was a complete world away from what we've been watching for the last couple of nights, where it's been like 100 miles an hour, lots of skillful play on show. Tonight, really, it was much, much slower, and lots of kind of board battles and really a case of digging it out and hoping for the best at with some of the passes, because it really wasn't as skillful or as fast as last night and the night before.
No, if Friday night was 100 mile an hour, this was probably about 40 mile an hour. It was nowhere near as fast, but like you said, it's a completely different size rink, completely different building, and like you said, it was more of a grind. It was more of a battle, like just battling in the corners, winning your battles, and like before I said, just grinding a really gritty win out, which is what it was.
Well, we could have let our heads drop when they went ahead, because there was nothing between the teams all night, really. But we could have let that goal kind of demoralise us further, if you like. But the character of this team is just amazing. We never know when we're beat, and then that showed again tonight.
Yeah, Mikey just said in the room there, he just said it would have been really, really easy, and it would have been really easy to blame the tired legs after the weekend event, but we didn't, you know what I mean? So we kind of just rolled our sleeves up, and like we've already said loads of times, and just gritted it out.
We did, and I think at the end I was looking out on the ice, and I think most of the team were either sat or laid on the ice. They've absolutely given everything this weekend.
Yeah, you know what it is, sometimes in my journey as a coach, I sometimes get people think I'm a little bit grumpy, people think I'm never happy, even when we win, and as a coach, it's for me, it should be about winning, but for me it's always about the performance, because I think if the performance is right, the results will follow. And I can't say anything negative about this weekend, because like as a coach, you want people to give everything they've given, and they've got nothing left to give now because they've given it all. And it was just an incredible effort this weekend, and if I'm going to be brutally honest, I didn't realise we had that in us. Like I think not just this weekend, the weekend before against Deeside Widnes, and I hope I'm not wrong, but this team seems to have gone to a completely different level, and we have to challenge ourselves to not only keep that up, but to keep trying to get better as well.
Well, we get the chance to do that. We've got the luxury of just the one game next weekend, and it's these guys again. We've got to have another battle with Solihull. They've still got ambitions, I'm sure, to climb a little bit higher in the table, so it's still all to play for, and we've got to put on another display for our own fans.
Yeah, I mentioned before about performance, and for me, I think for this team, I don't think we should worry. I don't think we should worry who we're playing. We shouldn't think about who we're playing. We should just turn up and try and get close to where we were last Friday in Solway. And if we can get anywhere near that level of performance, that'll be far too good for every team in this league.
Well, it's been a brutal weekend in a lot of ways. It's been a tiring weekend, but at the end of the day, we've come out with a win in the league. We roll on, and that momentum is still with us.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. But it's been a brutal weekend, but I bet you every single one of them boys in there have absolutely loved every single minute of it. This is what you play for. You don't play this game to go to places and win 10-1 and stuff like that, because it's not fun. And like I said, even me as a coach, it's sort of, I don't know, you sort of fall in love with the sport again, being involved with games like this, because it's just been a fantastic experience all weekend. The way hockey should be: hard, fast, nasty. It's just been, like I said, just absolutely immense.
Well, we go again next Saturday. It's going to be a great end to the season regardless. And just from all the fans that have seen the guys this weekend, just want to say thank you for the effort, because it's just been brilliant.
Yeah, you know what it is? Even the fans of them, if we've upped our game, I think you could say the fans have done exactly the same, because the fans were incredible on Friday night and absolutely incredible on Saturday night. It's just a little bit of a tearjerker that we couldn't bring it home for them. But, like, we'll get there again and we'll do it.